Let me read for you. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend, I am reading in the book of Ephesians, I am reading in the third chapter, and I'm all the way down to the 18th verse, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing unto the reading of your word today. Open our minds, hearts, and let us just continue, God, to just bask in this wonderful Holy Spirit that we feel throughout your congregation, throughout your church today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Wonderful scripture. Last week we talked about here in the book of Ephesians about how we should be able to simply renew the way that we think, putting our focus on God. I believe that we need to appreciate what God has done. There's a phrase here, and it says to be able to comprehend. And I know you've probably felt the same way. So many times I am unable to comprehend what God has done for us in our lives. I'm unable to comprehend how he could just bring this church is a great example, how he can just simply bring together a group of brothers and sisters in Christ, folks, if you met out on the street. I don't know if you'd have that much in common. I don't know if you'd met down at the shopping center or out at your places of work, that whether you would become friends or acquaintances. But I know that through his love, through his richness of glory, that he has allowed us to just bond together in his mind, his spirit, one accord in his name. And I thank God for that. I believe here at Mount Calvary, he has given us a spirit of freedom. We can change things around. We can just come very relaxed on a Sunday morning, sing a song. Miss Gisela can share with you a testimony of a small gift that she was given. And through hearing that, we all receive a gift of enjoying blessings through Christ. There are many things that I don't understand. The greatest testimony that I believe was ever given was given by the Apostle Paul, as he talked about that day when he was blinded, but now he saw. How that God had chose to take the one who had persecuted him the most and change his life. I don't understand the whys. I don't understand certain things and the how, but I know that he does. I saw it on Friday night. I was so moved. There was such a spirit of freedom in that concert. Thus their name, Freedom, but I wasn't going with that. But they could just come in, and he told me, he said, you know, we knew we were coming to Mount Calvary. And he said, I knew that the people would accept us for what we are. We're just practicing, trying to get it together, trying to see where God, through his leading, where he's going to take us. And later on, and we ate, and I talked to John just a few minutes before we went into that little IHOP over here, and he says, Charlie, just thank the people for me once again. Just thank the people for being the way that they are. So I thank you from John. Then I read in this wonderful scripture, I read about how my challenge in the thing that I am unable to do is to comprehend the love of God. Number two, to experience the love of Christ. And thirdly, to be filled with his Holy Spirit. Because when I experience the love of Christ, when I comprehend how much God loves me, and I allow his Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct, then I am able to experience exceedingly abundantly above things that I could even comprehend. The fellows, if you were here on Friday night, they looked good, didn't they? They were in their suits. They wore suits with light blue shirts, gold ties. The bass singer on the end, and he's a character, trust me. He is a character, has been for years. He sang here with the Dove Brothers back about 1999 for the first time. Walked in, saw him, I said, Berman, what are you doing here? He laughed, he smiles, he said, I'm looking forward to it, you know. Came in, got, and he's always known for saying those little things. We went and ate lunch together. He walked in, he was talking about the times together with the Dove Brothers, and that's what they mentioned on Friday night, because he said, you know, we travel with McCray Dove there, and he says, boy, we were the number one group. We traveled all the time. We weren't at home. He said, one year, he said, we traveled 380 days that year. And I'm like, that's hard to do, brother. And he's like, no, I meant 280 days. We traveled 280 days of the year. So then when he got here to the church, he realized he'd left his shirt back in Tennessee. And he said, boy, the colors on Friday, I had gone and picked out a shirt. I had it hanging in my car. It was the same light blue shirt that he wore that night. He came to me and asked me, he says, preacher, you got a light blue shirt? And he laughed because he knew I wouldn't. I said, well, I've got one in my car. And he looked at me kind of funny. And I went, I took it out of the car and walked over to it, and it pretty much matched their shirts. And he said, preacher, you're scaring me. That's what he said. He said, you're scaring me. He said, I had no idea you'd have even a shirt. I thought maybe you might have a white one around the church. It would make a little better than the one that I was going to wear out there, because it in no way looked anything. He wears all those shirts with all the little country things all over them, all that. He said, that would look terrible in a suit. God, in the little things, continues to amaze us. I have a story I want to tell you. On January 28th in 1992, there was a Southern Baptist missionary. His name was Rob Moore. And there was a Tanzanian pastor. His name is Sentes Karoli. And they were involved in a head-on crash 60 miles from their homes in Bakupa, Tanzania. What happened is they crashed into a vehicle carrying five passengers. Now, neither the missionary or the pastor were hurt, but each one of the five folks in the vehicle were hurt, and one of them was feared that they were going to lose their lives, so they rushed them to the hospital. And these two men, they followed and they led them all in prayer for this individual who was so close to death, and God spared his life. But the people around were taken aback about how these gentlemen who were involved in the accident had gone and prayed for these individuals. And then as the missionary got a ride back to his town, the pastor there, he had to wait 2 days before he could get a a truck to carry him and his car, which was badly damaged, back home. During those 2 days, he was joined by another Baptist layman and also a fellow Tanzanian pastor who learned of the accident. He just wanted to come by and see what he could do. So together, they led 14 people to Christ because they saw it as an opportunity to start handing out tracts and sharing the gospel. And within 2 weeks, there was a church that was established right there in that town. And the church name is Kansai Lai Alajai. I know I'm pronouncing that wrong. But in Swahili, that is interpreted as the Accident Baptist Church. The Accident Baptist Church. When something happens in our lives and we can't figure it out, we have no idea of what God is working, what He is doing. The way He are going to take things that we would never be able to fit the pieces together or orchestrate something as beautiful as what God will use in our lives. John and I have known each other for a long time. He shared me a little item that I had to share with you. He says it came out of the heaven suggestion box. I said, "Well, what's the heaven suggestion box?" He says, "Hey, Lab." He said, "Oh, that's the." He says, "That's the fellow went up to heaven. He's walking down those streets of gold and saw a suggestion box, and he turned and says, "Well, how?" Heaven, everybody's supposed to be happy. Everything's supposed to be perfect. Why would you have a suggestion box? And old St. Peter said, "Well, you know, some people are only happy when they're complaining." And Brother Herbie, here's what one of the complaints were in that box. Uh-oh. We said uh-oh back there. Talk about age a little bit and how you feel when you get a little bit older. John and I'm getting close here. I'm getting close. He says, "It's bad when most of your dreams are reruns." He says, "It's bad when you sit down in a rocking chair and you can't get it started." He says, "It's bad when everything hurts and what doesn't hurt doesn't work." You're old. You know you're old, and Brother Herbie, you're going to love this. You know you're old when you sink your teeth into a nice juicy steak and they stay there. And brother, I hate to say this, but I thought it when he says, "You know it's bad when you watch a pretty girl go by and your pacemaker opens the garage door." Now, you may think that it's silly to go over lists like that in church, but let me tell you something, folks. I live in a world that's pretty self-centered. I was over at work this week, and there was a little disturbance going on. And, you know, sometimes you got to call the officials, the cops to come in. And it's the craziest thing you've ever seen. The guy was breaking up stuff, and he said, "Well, if I can't enjoy it, she is not going to enjoy it either." And we're breaking things and throwing. And I'm like going, and the guys are going, "Ooh, look at this," you know, and all. And he kind of caught me. There's a lot of people out there that feel that if they can't enjoy it, they don't want anyone else to enjoy it either. I think it's very sad. And as we're over there cleaning up the kind of the mess, and the guys were kind of, I said, "No, just be nice. Just be nice. Just be nice." Because people are going through difficulties. We live in a world that is so me, 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 and so so callous at times and so cruel. And then I have the great fortune to be involved with a group of people that are concerned about good things for me in my life. And we get excited here when somebody has something good to share. We get excited when somebody shares about a dog seeing cow, whatever it was. We get excited about that. We get excited about the small things that God does in our lives. And as you continue to live to the best of your abilities, the life that God has called you to do, as you continue to better understand and comprehend the love of God, to be led by His Holy Spirit, totally appreciative of what Christ did for you, I think we're very, very fortunate. And I know the guys coming in on Friday, and it was just so busy, and it seemed like things as of late have just been so overwhelming, and responsibilities, whew. We just took a moment and laughed. And that laughter, it brought healing to my soul. And I was happy that I had been in the house of the Lord. I want you to pray. I believe that God has given us something special here. I believe that He's given us a refreshing, a uplifting spirit. I believe that He's not brought all these folks together just by happenstance and coincidence. I believe God has had His hand upon every decision that's been made. So I just want you to pray. Just pray and thank Him. Uplift His name and look forward to this fall season as the days get cooler, and boy, they're so enjoyable as last week has been. Just pray that we always have that sense of being appreciative to God for what He is doing. Never taking it for granted. Never overlooking that individual struggling. Never overlooking that one who may come with a smile to church on a Sunday morning or Wednesday night, but still you can hear and just kind of detect a little tear in the corner of the eye. Let us always be in tune to that through His Holy Spirit. And most of all, let's thank God for His Son. Heavenly Father, we have been in Your house. We have opened Your Word. We've shared the Scripture, God, and we are so forward-looking to those exceedingly abundant things that You are going to do in our lives. Things that we cannot even comprehend. Things that we cannot envision. Things that You're going to do so that we can perform our purpose, and that is to bring glory unto Your name. God, be with our prayer request again for those on the road, for those traveling, God. For those just simply looking for answers and comfort that's only You give. Heavenly Father, be Your will, bring us back again to this building so we can lift up Your name. We thank You for each one that's taken part in the service today. God, just know that we love You. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said, Amen.